耐力是让我们能够达到目标的重要原因。
Perseverance is one of the reasons that help us succeed.
所以在生活当中，我们要看重这个耐力。
So we should value our perseverance.
在信仰的道路上面，我们也是要看重这个耐力。
In our path of faith, we should also value perseverance.
所以今天晚上我们来谈属灵的耐力。
So tonight we're going to discuss spiritual endurance.
我们为什么需要属灵的耐力？
Why do we need it?
我们请看希伯来书第十章。
Let's turn to Book of Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯来书十章三十六节。
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 36.
三十六节，你们必须忍耐，使你们行完了神的旨意，就可以得着所应许的。
36. For you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive promise.
在圣经里头给我们许多的应许。
In the Bible, there are many promises.
保罗说，在主耶稣基督里头这一些应许都是真实的。
And Paul said that in Christ Jesus, these promises are true.
在我们生活当中，我们需要神的应许实现在我们的身上。
In our daily life, we need God's promises to be fulfilled.
我们也将要得到神给我们最大的应许。
And we will receive the greatest promise from God.
就是将来天国的永生。
Which is the eternal life from heaven.
在这里告诉我们我们要行完了神的旨意。
And in here it says that we have to do the will of God.
神的应许是真实的。
God's promise is true.
神的应许绝对不会落空。
It is not empty.
只要我们能够行完了神的旨意。
As long as we can finish God's will.
那我们如何能够行完了神的旨意呢？
But how can we accomplish God's will?
在这里告诉我们有一个很重要的原因，就是这个忍耐。
And one of the reasons is the endurance.
我们都希望神的应许实现在我们身上。
We all wish that God's promise can be fulfilled on us.
那这个跟属灵的耐力有直接的关系。
And it is strongly related to spiritual endurance.
在希伯来书十章之后，接下来就是第十一章。
And next to chapter 10 in Hebrews is the chapter 11.
在第十章刚才三十六节说，我们可以得着这个神的应许。
In verse chapter 10 verse 36 mentions that we will receive God's promise.
那在十一章就在谈到很多的古圣徒，他们都得着了神的应许。
And in chapter 11, it mentions many disciples have received God's promises.
那我们也常常说，十一章记载着很多信心的榜样，信心的伟人。
We also know that chapter 11 recorded many examples of the faith and the disciples' faith.
那在谈他们的信心里头，也都包括了他们的忍耐。
When we discuss their faith, we also discovered their endurance.
信心所表现出来的，让人看得见的，常常就是那个忍耐。
One of the examples of faith is their endurance.
好，我们请来看希伯来书十二章第一节。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1.
第一句话说，我们既然有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围绕着我们。
First one, therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses.
这里说有许多的见证人。
It mentions that there are many witnesses.
那这些见证人就是记载在第十一章里头。
And they are recorded in chapter 11.
那这些见证人都是在我们的信仰生活里头要带给我们帮助。
And these witnesses will help us in our life.
那他给我们怎样的见证呢？
What kind of witness do they bring us?
接下来说，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
And it keeps mentioned, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, And let us run with endurance the race that is set before us.
这些信心的伟人，他们所留给我们的榜样就是忍耐。
These great people of faith, they leave us the example of endurance.
那他们留给我们的榜样，就是要放下我们生活当中很多不需要的重担。
To teach us lay aside our weight in our life.
靠着神的恩典放下重担。
By relying on God, we're able to lay aside our weight.
那其中一个特别的重担就是罪的残累，罪的重担。
One of which is sin.
然后我们再来忍耐，就能够奔跑那摆在前头的路。
So that we can run with endurance the race that is set before us.
是的，在信仰生活当中，在我们的生活里头，会有各种不同的遭遇。
Yes, in our life we will have many different experiences.
有一些是我们所不愿意的。
Sometimes we encounter something we don't like.
有一些是会让我们受苦的。
Sometimes they make us suffer.
但是我们必须要面对。
But we have to face it.
但是我们必须要去经过。
We have to go through it.
我们必须要去胜过。
We have to overcome.
我们需要有这个耐力。
When we have this endurance.
我们请参考11章的35节。
Let's look at chapter 11, verse 35.
有妇人得着自己的死人复活，又有人忍受严刑，不肯苟且得释放，为要得着更美的复活。
Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection.
这里在讲到这些古圣徒，他们在信仰生活里头，他们遭受到的苦难跟逼迫。
Here mentions the tortures of the disciples.
但是他们知道他们将要得着最大的应许。
But they knew that they had they are about to enter with the greatest promise.
因为神的应许都是真实的。
Because those promises are true.
那之所以让他们能够领受，就是在这个过程当中，他们能够忍耐。
And the reason they can endure is because they have patience.
36节。
Verse 36.
又有人忍受戏弄、鞭打、捆锁、监禁各等的磨练。
36. Still others had trial of mocking, scourgings, yes, and of pain, of chains and imprisonment.
每一个人人生的道路都会有困难，都会有挑战。
Everyone here has challenges and difficulties in our life.
每一个时代的神的百姓也同样的会有困难，会有挑战。
Every generation of God's people will have their challenges and difficulties too.
可能形式不一样，但是一定会有挑战。
Perhaps the formality differs, but they have challenges.
这就是为什么我们需要有属灵的耐性。
Which is why we all need the endurance of spiritual endurance.
我们知道，当我们要达到目标，都会有一个过程。
And we all know that before we reach a destination, there is a process.
这些过程常常就是帮助我们能够达到目标。
This process leads us to our destination.
那在这个过程里头，常常也需要忍耐，而且也在训练我们的忍耐。
And we will be trained during this process to be more patient.
神要给我们的是那个最大最好的应许。
God will give us the greatest promise.
所以神也要训练我们真的能够达到那个目标。
So God wants to train us to be able to receive it.
所以在这个过程里头，他也不断的来要求我们要忍耐。
And during this process, he asks us to endure.
也从我们的遭遇里头，我们来训练我们的忍耐。
And from our situations, we will be trained.
我们请看希伯来书十二章十一节。
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 11。
十一节，凡管教的事，当时不解的快乐，缓解的愁苦，后来却为那经验过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。
11. No chastening seems to be joyful for the present, but painful. Nevertheless, afterward it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it.
当我们有错误的时候，我们就 不容易达到目标。
When we have a mistake, it's hard for us to reach our goals.
好，那所以呢，就必须要走到对的道路上面。
So we have to return back on the right path.
好，所以在这个过程里头，有时候是神的管教。
And this process might be God's chastening.
好，那遇到这个困难，遇到神的管教，好，我们可以有两个选择。
So when we face our difficulties or God's chastening, we have two choices.
好，我们可以选择放弃。
We can choose to give up.
那放弃的话，就等于不会达到目的。
Which means that we won't reach our goals.
好，第二个，我们接受神的管教。
Or we can receive God's chastening.
好，那在这个过程里头啊，我们也来锻炼我们的忍耐。
And in that process, we will be trained to endure.
那在经过这些锻炼之后，就会为我们结出平安的果子。
And after those trainings, we will bear fruit of righteousness.
哦，所以神训练我们，让我们能够奔跑那个摆在我们前面的路。
So God trusting us and then set a path before us.
哦，我们常常说我们可以计划明天啊，但是我们对明天并没有把握。
We often say that we have a plan for future, but we have no guarantee that it will happen.
哦，所以我们常常不知道什么事情会发生在我们的身上，我们的生活里头。
We are uncertain of the futures.
哦，所以神知道啊，所以神已经在训练我们。
But God knows and God trains us.
我们不知道前面的路，但是我们的神知道前面的路。
We don't know our future path, but God sees every path.
好，所以神就用各种不同的方式，他来训练我们。
So through different ways, God trains us.
好，所以当我们遇到事情的时候，我们就能够去面对。
And when we face situations, we can know how to deal with it.
好，我们都曾经遭遇过生活上的一些改变。
We all face some changes in our life.
好，我们都曾经遇过生活当中的难题。
And we all face the difficulties in our life.
好，当我们能够靠着神来忍耐，来经过。
And when we rely on God, we are able to endure.
当我们回头看，我们发现那就是我们成长进步的原因。
And when we look back, those are the reasons that help us improve.
好，我们请参考约伯记二十三章。
Please turn to Job chapter 23.
约伯记二十三章第十节。
Job chapter 23 verse 10。
第十节，然而他知道我所行的路，他试炼我之后，我必如金晶。
But he knows the way that I take. When he has tested me, I shall come forth as gold.
约伯记在描写约伯他所经历的试炼。
The book of Job recorded Job's trainings.
那耶伯他在这个过程当中，他必须要忍耐。
And during these trials, he had to endure.
在这个过程当中，神也在帮助他能够培养出这个耐力来。
And God helped cultivate his endurance during this process.
那在这里，耶伯他有一个他有一个目标。
And here, Job has one purpose.
哦，他说我在被试炼之后，我就好像金晶。
Which is to become as gold after this training.
哦，经过试炼之后，我一定会更好。
And after this trial, he will become better.
哦，经过试炼之后，我一定会达到某一个目标。
He will reach a certain goal after this training.
哦，但是在这个时候，他还没有成为更好。
But at this point, he's not there yet.
好，一直到他经过了，他才成为更好。
It is only after he went through this that he could become better.
好，我们请看四十二章第五节。
And let's turn to chapter 42, verse 5.
约伯记四十二章第五节。
Job chapter 22, verse 5.
第五节，我从前风闻有你，现在亲眼看见你。
5. I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear.But now my eye sees you.
这个就是信仰的一个长进。
This is the growth of his faith.
这个就是对神的认识的长进。
This is a growth in his acknowledgement of God.
哦，对神有更多的认识，是因为对神有更多的体验。
The reason he knows God better now is because he has more experiences with God.
哦，那为什么能够有这样的恩典啊？因为经过了试炼。
And the reason was because he went through those trainings.
哦，那为什么在这个过程当中能够得到这个美好的结果？
And why did he have a happy ending here?
啊，因为在这个过程当中有这个忍耐。
Because he endured during the process.
就我们肉体上来讲啊，这个体力跟耐力似乎是有一些的关系。
On our physical aspect, our physical strength is related to our endurance.
哦，所以就身体上来讲。如果要有好的耐力啊，必须要有好的体能。
If we want to have a physical, if we want to have better endurance, then we have to have good physical strength.
哦，所以一个运动员他一定会不断的来培养自己的这个体力体能。
So an athlete will train his own physical strength.
哦，因为这个也跟他的这个耐力有关系。
Because it strongly correlates to his his endurance.
好，我们请参考哥林多前书第九章。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
哥林多前书第九章二十四节。
1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 24.
二十四节，岂不知道在场上赛跑的都跑，但得奖赏的只有一人，你们也当这样跑，好叫你们得奖赏。
24. Do you not know that those who run in the race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it.
这保罗讲到信仰的道路啊，就好像在比赛啊，在赛跑一样。
Paul told us that our path on the faith is like a race.
哦，我们要好一个基督徒，也要像一个运动员一样。
A good Christian should be like an athlete.
有那个要得奖赏的那一个啊，那一个心智。
He must have that desire to obtain the prize.
哦，那这些运动员他们如何来达到他们的目标
？How do these athletes achieve their goals?
二十五节。
Verse 25.
凡教力争胜的诸事都有节制啊，他们不过是要得能坏的冠冕，我们却是要得不能坏的冠冕。
And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown.
哦，我们跟运动员有什么不一样？
What's the difference between us and the athletes?
哦，因为我们要得的跟他们要得的是不一样的。
Well, our prize are different.
哦，这里说我们要得的是不能坏的冠冕。
Our prize are the imperishable crown.
哦，那我们跟运动员有什么一样
？But what's the commonality between us and the athletes？
哦，就是那个训练哈、哦，训练的那个方式是一样的。
Which is it is that process of training？
在二十五节的第一句话说，诸事都要有节制。
In the beginning of verse 25, it says that everything verse 20. Which...
二十五节哈，这个教力争胜的诸事都要有节制。第一句话，二十五节的第一句话，第九章。
It mentions that everyone has to discipline themselves.
好，所以这个节制就是一个训练。
And this discipline is a training.
好，一个运动员他对吃要有他的训练，他的节制。
An athlete must discipline his diet.
一个运动员，他的这个每一天生活的时间啊，也都很有规律。
He must have a regular routine.
这个运动员每一天都要有一些的训练。
This athlete must receive certain trainings every day.
这个运动员可能他每一天要比别人起得早。
Perhaps he has to wake up early.
如果这个运动员他还是一个学生
，If this athlete is still a student，
他可能要比别人少参加一些学生喜欢参加的活动。
He might have less opportunity to join the students' activities.
因为他要用更多的时间去锻炼自己。
Because most of his time he needs to spend on training himself.
那这种精神是跟我们一个基督徒一样的。
And that spirit is the same as our, as Christians.
我们一个基督徒，我们跟别人一样，一天24个小时。
As Christians, we still have 24 hours like everyone else.
那我们要让我们这个属灵的力 要让我们拥有属灵的力量。
But we need to gain spiritual powers through it.
所以我们很多事情我们都需要要求自己。
So we have to ask ourselves highly.
因为我们看重我们灵性的长进。
Because we value our growth in faith.
所以这一句话诸事都有节制，这就是一种锻炼。
So this sentence,temperate in all things is a training.
那体力跟耐力它有关系啊，但是不是绝对的。
Now the physical strength is related to our endurance, but they are not absolute.
一般能够上运动场比赛的，一般来讲体力可能都差不多。
Usually those who are able to compete with each other, they have about the same physical strength.
因为大家都以几乎相同的方式在锻炼自己。
Because they train themselves with similar methods.
比如说这个马拉松的赛跑。
For example, the marathon.
最后能不能够跑完，这个跟耐力有关系。
The reason they can run till the end is because of their endurance.
大家的体力都差不多。
They have about the same physical strength.
最后能够达到目标，就是因为那个耐力。
And the reason that help them succeed is their endurance.
这个体力好像等于耐力。
That physical strength seems to equal to their endurance.
但是常常也不是这样子。
But is that so?
这个跑马拉松赛跑的得奖赏的在接受访问的时候他们会这么讲。
When the runner of marathon receive an interview, they say,
有一种叫超级马拉松。
They have the super marathon.
那个比一般的马拉松是难上好几倍。
It's 100 times harder than the regular marathon.
很多人是跑不完的。
Many people cannot finish their race.
那 有人也有很多人他们跑完了。
And some finish their race.
可见他们比别人有更坚强的耐力。
So we see they have stronger endurance.
那当他们这些选手在接受访问的时候。
When they receive interviews.
为什么你能够跑完？
Why do you, Why can you finish this race?
跑到最后大家的体力都一样的疲惫。
You are about the same exhausted.
那为什么能够跑完?
Why can you finish it?
那个耐力怎么来的?
Where does your endurance come from?
常常就是因为他们的里头的那种意志力。
It's because they're, because of their determination.
他们那个抓住目标。
Once they grab onto something,
总是有一个什么东西在支持的他继续走下去，继续跑下去。
They had a support to keep, to keep on going.
那个，这个是看不见的，但是必须要有。
It is invisible, but it is necessary.
我一定要把它跑完。
I must finish this race.
那一个很强的意志力。
They have that strong determination.
这个跟体力就没有什么关系。
And it is nothing related to their physical strength.
这个就是一种所谓的耐力。
It is their endurance.
那今天我们也在信仰上，我们常常在锻炼我们自己。
And our path on our faith, we often train ourselves.
我们参加聚会，我们自己读圣经。
We come to sermon, come to service, and we attend Bible study.
我们参加教会的祷告会，我们也有自己的祷告生活。
We pray at church and we also pray at home.
所以一般来讲，我们都有这些灵性的锻炼，都有这些属灵的力量。
So in general, we have spiritual cultivation and we all have that strength.
体力 会带给我们耐力。
Our physical strength brings us the endurance.
哦，这个属灵的力量也会带给我们属灵的这个忍耐。
And our spiritual endurance also trains our patience.
哦，但是还要有一个看不见但必须有的那个耐力。
Another invincible criteria is.
哦，那我觉得啊，就是我们必须要能够相信我的神仍然掌控一切。
In my opinion, is that trust in God.
好，我们来看一个例子。
Now let's look at one example.
当主耶稣被抓的时候
，When Jesus Christ was captured.
这个门徒就四散了，害怕逃跑了。
The disciples were scattered and they were afraid.
那个彼得啊，他三次不敢承认耶稣。
And Peter denied Jesus for three times.
他们跟主耶稣跟了三年多。
They followed Jesus for 3 years.
照说他们的这个灵性啊，有被建立的非常的坚强。
Their faith supposed to be solid.
但是他们似乎没有那个最后的耐力。
But it seems that they don't have that. They didn't have that endurance.
有体力不一定等于有那个真正的耐力。
They had that physical strength, but not the endurance.
我们请来看路加福音第四章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 4.
路加福音第四章28节。二十八节，会堂里的人听见这话，就都怒气填胸。
So all those in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath.
这里说，很多人听了耶稣所讲的话，他们就非常的愤怒。
It mentions that many people were filled with wrath after they heard the things Jesus mentioned.
然后他们就采取了一个行动。
And they took an action.
二十九节。
Verse 28.
就起来撵他出城。他们的城造在山上，他们带他到山崖，要把他推下去。
29 and rose up and thrust him out of the city, and they led him to the brow of the hill on which their city was built, that they might throw him down over the cliff.
这些人因为愤怒，所以呢，他们要有这样的一个动作。
Out of wrath, these people had this kind of actions.
人很愤怒的时候。甚至会伤害人，甚至会杀人。
When people are angry, they might hurt people or even kill someone.
那这些人就想要把耶稣推到山崖下，让他死。
And they wanted to throw Jesus down over the cliff.
三十节。
Verse 30.
耶稣却同他们中间直行过去了。
Then passing through the midst of them, Jesus went his way.
耶稣从他们中间就过去了。
Jesus just went his way.
他们很愤怒，他们要害死耶稣但是做不到。
They were angry, they were mad, and they tried to hurt Jesus, but Jesus didn't let them.
那这样的事情在耶稣传道的旅程当中常常发生过好几次。
And when Jesus was preaching, this kind of things happened often.
我们再看一个例子，《约翰福音》第八章。
Let's also look at another example, John chapter 8.
约翰福音八章五十九节。
John chapter 8 verse 59.
五十九节，于是他们拿石头要打他，耶稣却躲藏，从殿里出去了。
Then they took up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by.
再一次的。人们听不懂耶稣所说的话。
Once again, people couldn't understand what Jesus was saying.
他们不但听不懂，而且还大大的误解耶稣所说的。
Not only that they couldn't understand Jesus, they were so angry that they want to throw a stone at him.
同样的，他们想要用石头来打死耶稣。
They wanted to kill Jesus with stones.
但是耶稣却从他们的当中。出去了。
But Jesus just go through them.
所以这些都看在门徒的眼里。
The disciples have all witnessed this before.
门徒他们的认识是人根本没有办法伤害耶稣。
In their mind, they knew that people could not hurt Jesus.
耶稣行很多神迹，他们也看在眼里。
And they also witnessed Jesus' testimonies.
耶稣让瞎眼的看见。
To enable a blind to see.
甚至耶稣叫死人复活。
Or to resurrect a dead.
所以在他们的心目当中，没有人有办法伤害耶稣。
In their heart, they knew that no one can harm Jesus.
在他们的眼中，耶稣是充满着神奇的能力。
In their eyes, Jesus was full of miracles.
但是当后来耶稣被抓了。
But when Jesus was captured.
我们请看马太福音二十六章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 26.
马太福音二十六章五十节。
Matthew chapter 26, verse 50.
五十节，耶稣对他说：“朋友，你来要做的事就做吧。”于是那些人上前去下手拿住耶稣。
But Jesus said to him, "Friend, why have you come?" Then they came and laid hands on Jesus and took him.
犹大带人要来抓耶稣。
Judah brought people to Jesus to capture Jesus.
这次耶稣没有从他们当中走出去。
And this time Jesus didn't walk away from them.
这次耶稣被他们抓拿。
Instead, they captured Jesus this time.
五十一节。
Verse 51.
有跟随耶稣的一个人伸手拔出刀来，将大祭司的仆人砍了一刀，削掉了他的一个耳朵。
And suddenly, one of those who were with Jesus stretched out his hand and drew his sword, struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his ear.
这时候的门徒他们心目中还是他们过去所认识的耶稣。
And in disciples' heart, Jesus was still the Jesus they knew.
所以他们有人就拔出刀来抵抗。
So one of them stretched out his hand and drew his sword to defend Jesus.
甚至削掉了对方的人的一个耳朵。
This person even cut off the enemy's ear.
五十二节。
Verse 52.
耶稣对他说：“收刀入鞘吧，还动刀的必死在刀下。”
But Jesus said to him, "Put your sword in the place, for all who take the sword will perish by the sword."
在其他另外的福音书里头说，耶稣把这个人的耳朵给他换回去，让他痊愈。
And in the other gospel books, Jesus actually put back this person's ear.
在门徒来看，耶稣的能力还在。
In disciples' eyes, Jesus still had that power.
那耶稣对他们说，不要动刀。
And Jesus said to them, "Put your sword in the place."
五十三节。
Verse 53.
你想我不能求我父现在为我差遣十二营多的天使来吗？
Or do you think that I cannot now pray to my Father and He will provide me with more than 12 legions of angels?
主耶稣也告诉门徒，其实我也可以差派天使来保护我。
Jesus Christ also told the disciples that he could have prayed to God to send angels to protect him.
但是主耶稣却没有请求天使来保护他。
But Jesus didn't request for angels' protection.
主耶稣也没有彰显他的能力。
And he didn't manifest his powers.
主耶稣也没有像过去一样就从这些人当中就走掉了。
He didn't just walk amidst them.
他真的被抓了。
He was captured.
他真的要被带走了。
He was about to taken away.
主耶稣没有请求天使来保护。
But Jesus Christ didn't ask for angels' protection.
主耶稣也没有行神迹来保护自己。
He didn't perform any miracles to protect himself.
看来这一次的整个场面已经不是主耶稣在控制了。
It seems that this incident was out of Jesus' control.
五十六节。
Verse 56.
但这一切事的成就是为了要应验先知书上的话，当下门徒都离开他逃跑了。
But all this was done that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled. Then all the disciples forsook him and fled.
在这里主耶稣是要实现先知书的预言。
But in reality, Jesus was actually trying to fulfill the prophets.
哦，但是门徒都没有去想这些。
And the disciples didn't realize this.
哦，他们跟耶稣这么久，他们的灵性应该是很有力量的。
Their spirituality are supposed to be good after years of following Jesus Christ.
哦，但是这里说门徒都离开他，都逃跑了。
But then the disciples forsook him and fled.
我们再跳过来看七十五节。
And now let's look at verse 75.
七十五节，彼得想起耶稣所说的话，鸡叫以先，你要三次不认我，他就出去痛哭。
And Peter remembered that the word of Jesus who had said to him, Before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times. So he went out and wept bitterly.
包括这个很勇敢的彼得，他在那个时候三次不承认耶稣。
And even Peter, this brave Peter denied Jesus for three times.
所以呢，彼得出去痛哭了。
So he went out to and wept bitterly.
所以这些门徒他们为什么没有办法跟主耶稣走到最后？
Why couldn't these disciples follow Jesus till the end?
如果以体力来讲，他们有体力呀。他们体能应该很好啊。
They had the physical strength.
那没有办法走完，就是因为没有耐力。
But they had no endurance to finish the race.
那他们为什么没有耐力？
Why didn't they have the endurance?
在那种情况之下，他们没有办法接受我的神，我的主耶稣还是掌控一切。
Under that circumstances, they weren't able to accept that Jesus was still in control.
好，我们请看马太福音第六章。
Let's look at Book of Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音六章三十三节。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 33.
三十三节，你要先求神的国和神的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you.
这是我们大家很喜欢的经节。
This is one of our favorite verses.
只要我们先求他的国、他的义，我们所需要的，神知道，神一定会赐给我们。
As long as we seek first the kingdom of God, God knows our needs, and He will fulfill those needs.
但是如果有一天
，But what if one day
我们没有财富？
We don't have the wealth.
我们没有健康。
We don't have health.
我们没有这个，我们没有那个。
We don't have this. We don't have that.
但是我们是一直在求神的国跟神的义。
And yet we keep seeking God's kingdom and righteousness.
我们会不会像这些门徒
？Would we become these disciples?
我们放弃了，我们四散了。
To give up our worldly things.
因为我的神好像没有办法掌控这一切。
It seems that my God cannot control everything.
所以我们如何培养这种很特别的属灵的耐力
？So how do we cultivate this endurance, spiritual endurance?
我们一定要建立自己，相信无论如何，我的神仍然掌控一切。
We must establish that mindset that God is in control of everything.
我们请参考旧约圣经哈巴谷书第三章。
Now let's look at the book of Habakkuk in Old Testament.
哈巴谷书第三章。
Habakkuk
3. 十七节。
Verse 17.
在旧约圣经1101页，哈巴谷书三章十七节。
Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 17.
十七节，虽然无花果树不花旺，葡萄树不结果，橄榄树也不效力，田地不出粮食，圈中结了羊，盆内没有牛。
Though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on vines, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls.
这整个经节都是很负面的，没有神的恩典，没有神的作为。
In this verse, there are no positive things, no God's works.
那这也正要表现出真正的耐力来。
But it can show us the real, true endurance.
为什么能够有这种很特别的属灵的耐力？
Why could they attain this spiritual endurance?
因为先知相信，无论如何，我的神仍然掌控一切。
Because the prophets believed that God was still in control.
18节。
Verse 18.
然而我要因主欢心，因救我的神喜乐。
Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the Lord of my, the God of my salvation.
先知没有灰心，也没有放弃，也没有逃跑。
The prophet wasn't frustrated. He didn't give up.
他知道我的神仍然掌控一切。
And he didn't escape. He knew that God was still in control.
所以他还是因为神来欢心。因为神来喜乐
so he rejoiced in the Lord. He joy, he will joy in the God of his salvation.
19节
verse 19.
主神是我的力量，使他使我的脚快如母鹿的蹄，又使我稳行在高处。
The Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like deer's feet, and he will make me walk on my high heels.
这个就是真。一个很特别的属灵的耐力
and this is truly a special spiritual endurance.
这样子才能够达到目标，才能够有真正的成功
and it will help him to achieve the real success.
神就是我们忍耐的一个榜样
God is his example of endurance.
那神也要赐给我们耐力
and God will grant him the endurance.
这就是为什么主耶稣在客西马尼园向天父祷告
which is why Jesus prayed in Gethsemane to God.
因为主耶稣将遭遇的不再有保护，不再有能力
because he will receive no protection from God.
那还是能够达成目标
but he was still able to achieve his goal.
这个就是耐力
this is endurance.
我的神仍然掌控一切
my God was still in control.
我的神一定可以帮助我，赐给我更多的忍耐。
He will guide us and grant us more endurance.
这个也是我们所需要的。
This is what we need.
求主耶稣开启我们的心，坚固我们。
So we ask God to open our minds and strengthen us.
我们一定要走完这一条信仰的道路，我们一定要有属灵的耐力。
If we want to finish this race, this path of faith, we must have the endurance.
我们一起唱诗379首。
Now let's sing hymn 379.
My eyes don't, my head don't mean
如果我们只看我们的环境，常常我们会失去了那一个特别的耐力。
If we only look at our situations, we often lose that endurance.
我们像这一首赞美诗所说的，我们要仰望主耶稣。
Like this hymn tells us, we should turn our eyes upon Jesus.
我们就知道也相信我们的主耶稣，他仍然掌控一切。
Then we know that Jesus Christ still controls everything.
我们就能够拥有我们所需要的那个特别的耐力。
Then we are able to have that endurance.
好，我们现在一起来做结束的祷告。
Now we're about to conclude our sermon with a prayer.
求天父真神保守我们。
May God guide us, keep us.
让我们一直都拥有这个属灵的耐力。
So that we will constantly have this endurance.
我们一起祷告。
Now let's pray.